good this afternoon. Byron Miller is this week's Artist of the Week, and I'm so happy to have him with us. Byron, how are you today?
I'm good, Sharon. Good to hear your voice.
I know, yours too. I haven't talked to you, I know, in some years. And I see you've been busy.
Got to stay busy. You know, the pandemic made me busy. Busier.
It made a lot of people had a lot of spare time or whatever they had. But we're happy to have you back in the spotlight on WFSK's Artist of the Week. And let me see, has it been 8 years or so, Byron? Seven, eight?
I think the first psychobass CD we talked on radio, 2015.
Okay. It felt like longer than that.
You know, that pandemic, that 2 years, oh, we're still going through it. Kind of do time up in the air, man. Sometimes I don't know what year it is.
For real.
So, it's crazy.
Everybody's got a touch of that going on. But right. I see that you stay true to the things that you do, and you've been around for a while. And I think, matter of fact, the first time you were on, you hadn't done anything in quite some time. And that's why you were in the spotlight. How many years have passed when you came out in 15 with the Psychobass 1?
Well, I did a record for Warner Brothers back in 1990. Mm-hmm. That was my last solo project. But, you know, in between that time, I was touring with Luther Vandross and Rochelle Farrell and, you know, recording. I was working.
Yeah.
But I wasn't writing or thinking about doing a solo project at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it started getting back into me. So
So it was the itch, huh?
Oh yeah. You know, when it come knocking on you, and it always gets you while you're laying in the bed, you might hear a melody and go, "All right, I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna record that." You know, and I ran it past Duke. He said, "No, actually, I asked Duke. I said, why don't you produce this project on me?" He said, "I ain't producing you. You produce yourself." And that's where it started. You know, it started back.
Well, you had such a, you're like one of the go-to bassists, you know, and everybody trusts the fact that you know what you're doing. They don't mess with that. So along with all those years of working with all those superstars in music, I've noticed that behind a lot of them are some outstanding musicians. So I'm glad that you took his advice. And, I'm glad you did.
Me as well. You know, because, it all was a godsend, because during the pandemic, no one was out on the road working.
No.
And I was able to stay in my studio and record and still put music out and still make money.
Yeah. Well, everybody, you had a reputation. I mean, you know, you've been around for some minutes.
I have been. You know, I have been. I looked at my birth certificate the other day. I was like, whoa. But, you know, I woke up this morning. I picked my bass up. I'm still funky, so I'm still in the game.
Well, that's what counts. That's why I said, Byron, that's why I said minutes. You've been around for some minutes. I wasn't going to say years.
Thank you.
Yeah, minutes.
Thank you for the minutes. Okay. I appreciate it.
Because, you know, when you get to a certain point, you don't want to hear about all that stuff. You know, just I've been here for some minutes. Oh, yes. And each of them are precious. Now, so, Byron, you are in between everything. You have such a gifting that you have managed to do well no matter what you laid your hand to. Were you like born like this? I mean, you know, did this come later? You know, what's the backstory?
Well, you know, the CD before the one out now, Real Love, is called The Gift. So I was kind of given the gift a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know I had it. My mother seen it. And she put a bass in my hand. And I've been playing ever since. And I was, you know, I was the first year in high school. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was going to do. I guess she was like, she didn't know what I was going to do either. So she was like, all right, let me try this. But she kind of seen it. And, you know, thinking back on it, that's why I called that CD The Gift. Because it's a gift, and I was able to utilize it.
Well, and so was in your younger days, what were you exposed to, you know, in the house and in the community and all that?
Growing up in Motown Records, mm-hmm. you know, Stevie Wonder, The Four Tops, Temptations, and a lot of jazz, Ray Ayers, mm-hmm. You know, and actually I came up with Earl Klugh. Mm-hmm. You know, we're around the same, you know, he's a little older, but I played in a couple of bands with Earl where he played electric guitar. Mm-hmm. We used to make him play electric guitar, but, you know, it was a lot of music in Detroit back in the 70s mm-hmm. and the 80s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where I got exposed.
So you got, and your mother was a very wise woman. Put that face saying, hey.
Amen.
Yes.
She was.
Yes, most definitely. Yes. You know, because, you know, that's how you make your living. And you have for you know, you've been around since time began almost. So, you know.
You know, but I look back on it. It seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
And I taught myself how to play. Yeah. And at this point, I don't ever remember not being able to play. Now, I don't know if that's all the minutes, as you call it, or the years. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I've been. I always say God is in control.
Yes,
so
he is.
I'm just in that bus.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, I just realized this recently when I was doing some reading and stuff on you. Is this you playing the bass on Dookie Stick by George Duke? Is that you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All that funky George Duke stuff, I played the bass on all of that. There was a rumor out there it was Stanley Clark or Bootsy. No, that was Byron Miller later on Cycle. That was me.
So,
yeah.
Next time y'all listen to any of your old George Duke, and you hear that bass in there, because you're all in him and everything. I miss that cat like crazy.
Oh, man. Get me started. That was...
Yeah, talk about him for a second and his impact musically.
George Duke him and Ndugu were my mentors. Mm-hmm. I met Ndugu playing with Santana, and he turned me on to George Duke. He called George Duke up and said, I got the bass player for the George Duke band. And George Duke called me up and said, I want you to record. And I think the CD was I Love the Blues, She Heard My Cry. I had never met George before I met him in the studio. And we started playing. He started smiling, and the rest is history. The rest is history. George was a big influence on my life, mm-hmm. and my music, even up to now. You know, how do you play with a George Duke and it don't get in your blood?
That's true.
Yeah, and just the nicest guy in the world. You know, yeah. Miss him every day.
Yeah, I do as well. And you know, I got to be honest, Byron, because we play a lot of music at WFSK. Mm-hmm. We are hopelessly devoted to smooth and contemporary jazz, and we lean heavy into the contempo. I don't care what George Duke cut it is, I can put that thing can come up in the system, and it just cuts right through the air. You know, you have to pause because, you know, some people's stuff just cuts, you know, right through. Like that's an incredible talent that he had.
So ahead of his time.
Yes.
Though, you know, and still, I think he's still ahead. You know, the way he played and wrote music and the choice of synthesizer sounds and piano playing, just crazy. From gospel to classic, he could do it all.
And
I used to look at him like he was a Martian. I didn't know. Like, who is this dude here? He ain't from here.
Yeah, well, he was so creative. I mean, you know, in terms of, you know, he just seemed to be the one to not just be on the train, but he was the conductor.
He was driving the train, all of that.
I mean, you know, with the sounds that he produced and, you know, the songs and the concepts. Incredible.
And then played his butt off and then said, wait, hold up. All right, let me sing for you now. You know, he could do it all.
Yeah.
He could do it all.
Yeah. So how old were you when you first started working with George Duke?
I was 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 19. I left Detroit at 17, going on the road with Roy Ayers. And I played with the Roy Ayers Ubiquity Band, Mystic Voyage record, Everybody Love the Sunshine, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And met at Dougal in Seattle, and I was in a club, and Dougal came in the club with Santana, and they snatched me out of Santana's band. Mm. No, out of Roy's band and put me with Santana. Mm. And that's how the connection between Dougal and George Duke, that's how I ended up with George Duke. Mm.
Well, it was such a beautiful thing, you know.
It's like a dream, you know.
Most definitely, most definitely. You know, when I saw your photo on your album, you looked like in your face that you're still feeling the 80s and 70s and 80s. You just had that look like I was a handful, you know.
You feel that?
I noticed. I was like, I bet he
I'm
was.
Scared of you.
Yeah.
Darren, you're not supposed to see that, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying, you know,
No.
I'm like, okay.
No, I'm still, hey, you know, that age and that time, you know, you better grow up and use it.
That's true.
You know,
That's true.
Exactly what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was wisdom on there, too, but, you know,
exactly.
I said handful, didn't I?
Yeah, you know.
Yes.
You know.
I'm grown, honey.
We come from the same club.
Okay,
stop playing.
My point. Anyway, Byron, a lot of the work that you did during the pandemic, did you have any new collaborations or were you primarily working just you?
It was primarily just me in the studio. But with technology, I was able to send tracks out. You know, I sent tracks out to Walter Beasley to play on. I had a birthday party a few years ago, and Stevie came to the party. He met my grandkids. I had two new grandkids at that time, and he met them. And I wrote this song for them and called it Real Love. And I asked Stevie, I said, would you play on it? He said, yeah. But Stevie takes his time doing stuff, so I just waited on him.
Yeah.
I waited on him, and he called me one day. He said, man, send that track to me. And what he sent back, oh, Lord.
It's beautiful.
Man.
It is beautiful.
Man.
That's the cut that was playing right before we brought you on. And that song
I was in the studio dancing with
beautiful.
Myself.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that is beautiful.
Yeah. So, I wrote the music. It was me and Phil Davis. And then we got Stevie and Walter on it. And I actually thought it was going to be a number one hit. But, you know, that don't take away from the beauty of the song.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, it's here. It rests here with us. And
absolutely.
Oh yes, honey.
Hey.
Oh yes. Now we know what's up at WFSK. Don't get this twisted, cause it's Nashville. Okay?
No, don't get it twisted.
Please.
I hear you. Mm-mm. Are you from Tennessee?
No, I'm from Kansas City.
Okay, that's where my mama from.
Okay, so you know. We know some
people.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Oh Lord. I mean, we was out in the middle out in the middle of nowhere. You ain't had no choice but to love music out there, man.
There you go. Yeah.
Anyway, Byron, you have done decades of work with gifted vocalists as well as musicians. And but you always seem to be the one that they trust and depend on. Why do you think that that is the case for you personally there? I know why I think it, but why do you think that they see you as the man?
I think about that often, and my whole thing is that I was taught how to play by myself. I was given this gift, and, you know, when you see somebody with something special, then you kind of want some of that. Mm-hmm. And me not knowing that I was gifted like that, I just started getting these calls from Luther, Marvin Gaye, Joe Sample, mm-hmm. and, you know, I never questioned it. I just sat down and played my butt off. And I always wanted to make my mama proud.
Yeah.
So,
and I know
that's
she
it
was.
In the next year, really.
I know
she was.
She was
very proud.
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
Absolutely.
Frederica Miller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did mom stay in the Kansas City area, or did she move later?
No, she ended up in Detroit. My grandfather was a minister. He had a church there, Reverend Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
And, my mom grew, she was born in Kansas City, but raised in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
And that's where the Detroit roots came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you had nothing but music around you then.
Absolutely. Because she played piano herself.
Okay.
And was one of the first black women to graduate from the University of Michigan.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's
awesome.
Way smarter than me. Yeah.
Way smarter than
she's way smarter than me. I could do nothing but ride through Ann Arbor. Yeah.
So, Byron, you said your grandfather was a preacher. Did you have to play in the church band or something, or play at church?
He used to get me up there with, he used to get me up there to hold the bass. I didn't know what I was doing. But people would get the Holy Spirit and start dancing, and I guess it worked.
They would play and they would get happy.
Yeah, I didn't get happy. I'm like, okay, Lord Jesus, all right, come on. God is in control
all the time. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So,
wow.
You know, if I play something, it's spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I loved about Duke. It was so spiritual playing with him.
Yeah. And a lot of the greats, Byron, that, you know, worked with you, some of, you know, the greatest voices and et cetera, you know, are gone home to the Lord, and musicians. And we're grateful that you're still doing your thing in a marvelous way. We're grateful.
Thank you.
You bring, you know, the flavor to the table that generationally, I don't know
flavor
anybody.
To the table.
Yes, honey. I don't know.
You might hear that in the song. Flavor to the table. I'm writing that down right now.
That would be what I call a Sherry K-ism. I'd have to name my own stuff. But, and I say that in, you know, because some of the young ones that are popping out, they have, you know, some chops and all. But, you know, you just bring this extra funky, funk, bass thing that is hard to hear. Now, the old school ears, you know, you don't hear it now. So you can tell when somebody would seasoned with some good hickory wood or some mesquite. You've been seasoned, but I can say you can tell when this cat been seasoned.
Right, you have,
truly. And I listen to some of the newer ones, and I'm like, no, y'all ain't been where them brothers like that have been. You just hear, you know, you're not there yet.
Right.
And what do you think that is? That, you know, is it just the time we're in now, or too much technology, or what do you think?
I just think that, for me, you know, if you look at the people that I've played with, and the, you know, the Juris Duke band with Indugo and Juris Duke. Mm-hmm. I mean, if a lot of these cats went through that or played with Luther or Marvin Gaye or Joe Sample with the Crusaders, you know, that was, you know, I went to, that was college for me. Mm-hmm. And you're hearing it now, you know, I'm not losing it. And these young cats just got to, you know, make their way. You know, things have changed, but I got to stay, you know, I got to stay with the sound.
Yeah.
Because that's all I can do. That's what God gave me.
Well, you do. You stay true to it. And, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, as I mentioned, it just is so obvious, you know, because there's so many people that jump out and, you know, there's almost too much sometime. Because we, as a radio station, you know, we try to keep up as much as possible. But people are you know, shooting money out like machine gun fire. And, you know, it's like, come on. You can't keep up, you know. And, you know, I ain't playing, man. This stuff, technology done has made people with their tools and their toys lose their ever-loving minds, man. It's just like, what y'all want us to do? We can't.
They done went crazy, huh?
Yes. I mean, you would just, you know, I'm just saying, it didn't, you know, when I first got here, it wasn't like that. But now, holy smokes. I mean, it just comes from everywhere. And
well, so they could sit in their bedroom and make music and just put it out. And with all the technology, you know, I like playing with cats. I like playing off it. You know, I'm old school. So, you know, in my studio, I got drums, I got piano. We get together and we all play it at the same time. You know, even before the, I mean, before the pandemic.
Yeah.
But during the pandemic, I would send a track to a drummer and put real drums on. There's no drum machine on my stuff.
Wow.
You know, there's nothing fake on there. It's all real cats playing. And I'm just going to keep it like that. I like to be a little different.
Well, and we're grateful that you are, because that's what I say. Your stuff, you can tell. You know, trained ears, you know. We can tell. You know, we have some of the, what I call the world's greatest listeners here. And nobody's yet told me I wasn't correct on that statement. They've never said, you're wrong. No, I know. We have the world's greatest listeners here. And
no, you know what you're talking about,
yes,
Jan.
Certainly do.
Yeah.
Because they love this music. And they they love it to the maximum. So, you know, and when we have people on like you and put the spotlight on people like bassist Byron Miller, we get the top shelf. So, you know, I'm happy I can reach up to the top.
I am honored. Yeah. I am honored.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Well, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. I can tell you that right now.
Trust me, I can hear that in your voice.
Oh, yeah. And having said that, Byron, where are you going to be in the coming months? And you mentioned a couple of names who's on the project. Who else is on the Real Love Psychobase 3 project?
I got Paul Jackson Jr. playing some guitar on there. Ricardo Jordan out of Atlanta playing drums. He's like my little brother. He plays on all my stuff. Walter Beasley is on there. Mm-hmm. Terrace Martin, a saxophone player, producer, is on there. Stevie. Mnyongo Jackson, percussion. I got this young cat out of Sweden named Mats Oberg, who grew up listening. He's blind. He grew up listening to Stevie and George.
Wow.
And if you close your eyes, you would think it was George Duke playing.
Wow.
Yeah, this cat is a savant. It's scary.
Yeah.
Phil Davis is playing on there. Phil and Rick Jordan are two of my young co-producers. So, and Jubal Smith, who plays with Frankie W. Mays, played guitar on
okay.
also.
Wow.
And the late great Daryl Crooks, who we just lost from COVID, he's playing guitar on there too.
Man.
Yeah, so it's a good collection of characters.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you got...
Also, I can't leave this one out. On wrote a song called "Fill Us Up Kind of Way," and vocals by Kimberly Brewer, who I co-produced her projects with her, who was from the Stevie Wonder Wonder Love group. Yeah, she's incredible.
She's coming out on her own now, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
she has some stuff coming out.
Yeah. We're playing something of hers and everything.
She has a single out with her and Mesa.
Okay.
Called No More Pain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely have that on. Now, Byron, on this album, which one of these cuts or two are your personal favorites?
My favorite is Feeling Some Kind of Way, because that's how I was feeling during the pandemic. You know, we had the George Floyd thing going on. Mm-hmm. We had too much stuff happening, and I was feeling some kind of way about it. And I had to write about it and play on it. So that song kind of touches me every time I play it. And Kimberly Brewer put her wonderful vocal on it.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favorites. And then I have another one called Hydrate Your Mind.
Uh-huh.
Meaning with all this stuff happening and people not wanting to take the shot, you better hydrate your mind with the information.
Amen. Come on, preach now.
You know what I'm saying? You better know what you're doing, or you might not be here tomorrow because you made the wrong decision.
That's right. Amen to that.
And
Because when people were still making these wrong decisions, want to argue, let me move 20,000 feet away from you.
You got that. You know, and don't. I have people, hey, man, I'm just going to come by.
Yeah.
No, bring your card. You know.
That's how you got to.
You know, when, you know, Breonna Taylor got executed, that messed me up because I have daughters.
Wow.
So I had to ride on that. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And, you know, hydrate your mind and feel it some kind of way. And, of course, Real Love.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, more than half the album, y'all. That's how you do it, son. Now, are you going to be on the road coming up in the summer, or what are you going to do?
I actually started a new record already. Okay. You know, this road thing, Sharon, these booking agents are like the new record company presidents.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get it's hard for me to get an agent. And I'm still trying to figure this thing out. So if one is listening and they want one of the baddest cats and that can really do a show, y'all call me because I'm ready to play.
Okay.
But I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be begging for gigs.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as, you know, your station and most of the stations around the country and the world playing my music.
Yes.
I keep doing that until I can go out and do it right on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are. So we down for whatever you got, Byron Miller. You hear me?
My girl.
Oh, yeah. That's real. That is real. Byron, it's always a joy, even if I don't talk to you but every few or so years. But I do very much enjoy catching up with you. And I want you to tell the audience where your music is available and anything else. Byron Miller, if they want to check a schedule that's coming up on something you're going to be playing or whatever, what's the best place?
You could actually get a signed CD sent to you if you go to ByronMiller/PsychoBase.com. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, anywhere that's selling music, that's where I am.
Okay. All right.
And I'm on your station, and I'm so honored for that. So, you know, thank you and your station in Nashville.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
I really appreciate it.
This is Nashville's jazz station. We're going to be 50 years old next year,
wow.
Byron. So
okay.
That's a big deal.
And that is a big
It is. And I tell people that just so they think take things for granted. Don't you take that for granted, honey.
You can't take nothing for granted nowadays.
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
That's it. But we're still holding it down. So whatever you got coming up, you know, just let me know, and it's on.
I'll be in touch, and I'm not going to wait, you know, 7 years this time.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. All right, Sharon.
I do, Byron. You take good care, and love you, darling.
You too. All right. Back at you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, that was our artist of the week. I hadn't talked to him in, what is this, 8 years. Oh, 8 years. That was nice. Now, see, Byron, that's the real deal. He's such the real deal that, you know, vocalists from Luther to Beyonce to Dee Dee Bridgewater and Marvin Gaye and all that.